Civilians are fleeing the violence in western Mosul, where the Iraqi army bombards Islamic State positions and the militants stage their own attacks using suicide bombers and forcing local residents to serve as human shields.
We were fired upon from the coalition air force. The Islamic State snipers go to the top of the buildings that have families, and the Air Force strikes these buildings, killing them and everyone in the house.
The Iraqi army paused the offensive temporarily amid reports that a coalition air raid in western Mosul last week destroyed a building, killing numerous civilians inside. Officials say they are investigating whether the building was actually hit by a coalition strike or an Islamic State suicide bomber. A makeshift hospital was set up in western Mosul to treat the wounded.
An Islamic State sniper fired at my relative but missed. When he ran, they fired again and a bullet hit his leg. This is the third person from the family that Islamic State snipers hit.
Islamic State is putting up a fierce resistance in an effort to retain its hold on Mosul, a place where Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi announced the establishment of a so-called caliphate straddling Iraq and Syria. But the coalition forces have retaken a large part of the city and its outskirts since the launch of a massive offensive in October, including the mosque where al-Baghdadi made the announcement in July of 2014.
My feeling is this is where the caliphate started and this is where the caliphate will end, God willing.
Several new F-16 fighter jets arrived from the United States to a military base north of Baghdad on Saturday to boost Iraq's air force in its fight against Islamic State. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.